sermon for this last day of 2023 is entitled A Time for a New Beginning. The scripture reading comes from the suggested lectionary reading for the epistle today. You will see and hear in its reading how appropriate it is on the first Sunday after Christmas. I'm reading from Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Listen as I read God's holy word. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are God's children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. Let us pray as we come to the message. Almighty God, as we hear now your word proclaimed, may it not return to you empty. May it indeed accomplish that which you purpose. May it succeed in the thing for which you sent it. Open our ears and our hearts to your word, that we may live as your people and heirs of your promise. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. It seems strange to me that this year Sunday should fall on New Year's Eve. But that, of course, is exactly what today is, New Year's Eve. It's the last day of this year. I know that many of you, perhaps, are looking forward to parties. Now, I'm not looking at any one of you individually, but I know who you are. And I won't ask you how long you plan on staying up. But I do know that many of you will be up late, as I will try to be, watching that celebration that takes place each year in New York. Times Square. I'm reminded of the comedian who said about that event. He said, I love it. I love it when they drop the ball in Times Square because it's a nice reminder of what I did all year. I found that when I was sick. But if we are honest, we have all dropped the ball this past year, and in years past for that matter. It's hard not to, isn't it? The good news is tomorrow begins a new year. And just 10 more days to donate our stuff, right? Time for a new beginning. Time for new space in our homes. A new beginning. All of which to say, a New Year's Eve on a Sunday, it seems not just strange to me after studying this passage, but it seems appropriate. It's an appropriate time to be in worship together. A time together this morning, perhaps, when we can ask God to wipe away the slate on all of our past failures from this year. And then to turn and to ask God's help for a new beginning. Worship on days like today should be almost like a sense of fullness of time. Pregnant with time, if you will. Something waiting to be born, something new. The new year is a time for a new beginning. And that may mean that perhaps there needs to be some change made even in ourselves. Now, I don't want to upset anyone But this is exactly what happened to Lucy in the cartoon with Lucy and Charlie Brown. She was upset when Charlie Brown asked her, "Lucy, are you going to make any New Year resolutions?" This is what happened next. Lucy hollered back at Charlie Brown, knocking him off his feet. She hollered so loud, "What? What for? What's wrong with me now, Charlie Brown? I like myself the way I am. Why should I change? What in the world is the matter with me, Charlie? I'm all right the way I am. I don't have to improve. How could I improve? How, I ask, how?" That's Lucy. Perhaps you know a Lucy or two. God promises to wipe away our slate, to make it clean, all the failures gone, forgiveness, and then there's newness that comes. And perhaps a time of change even for us. A modification perhaps in our understanding about something. A new attitude of acceptance about something. Perhaps even a change in our own behavior. Perhaps that's the change that's needed. Well, today is a day to consider that. It's a day pregnant with possibilities. We're on the cusp of a new year. The time is full. The time is now. I like the way the entertainer Steve Harvey said it. He has such a funny way of talking. He said, "Folks, God's got a plan much better for your life than you have for yours. All you have to do is check in with Him and see what it is." That's exactly what a day like today is. It's a time to check in with God. In this new year that's about to begin, this time of new beginnings, remember, sometimes things will go well in the new year that's coming. But also remember, sometimes they won't. There will be times of happiness. There will be times of joy. But there will also be times of discouragement, times of disillusionment, times of sadness, times of unexpected illness. I can tell you about that this week. And there will be times of even grief. And in this gift of life we have been given by God, we come to understand that we will never, ever have things happen always on an even keel. There are ups and there are downs. We are always going to have those ups and downs. But during the down moments, that's when the greatest growth in us, I believe, can take place. I remember thinking this past week, how long I thought about it, lying hours and hours in bed, dreading the coming of the night because having slept and trying to sleep during the day with a fever, the night would come. And I would not be sleepy, but I would still have the fever. And I would watch that clock hour after hour. And then the morning would come. And then the medicine would be taken. And the cycle would begin the next day. And then Thursday, I felt better. Thursday afternoon, I felt like a new person. The symptoms were going away. Friday, no symptoms. Saturday, so much better. The nurse said I could be here today if 2 days, no symptoms. And then I thought, what growth has occurred in me? And it hit me anew. It hit me anew like a hammer. Just 3 days. But how hard for people who day after day do not feel well and wish they could feel well again. How grateful to God I was for the gift of health, for the gift of life and energy that is restored after a short illness. It's an amazing experience to try to learn something from one's illness. It happens if you wait on God. In the fullness of time, God teaches. And the truth is, we can all feel good. We can all feel good when we have our health, when we have our finances, when we have good relationship. But the real challenge comes when you get knocked down in one of these ways. That's when the challenge comes. and how we handle it. How we handle it when we get knocked down, even in this new year, starting again in a new beginning. It's where spiritual growth comes in the fullness of time, in the fullness of God's time. Most of us are aware that we need to make some improvements in our lives. However, change again is never easy, even when it comes to following up and keeping our resolutions. And the truth is, as you know, those who make New Year's resolutions, whatever they are, they often bail out after the first month. I heard some folks this morning saying they had heard others talk about resolving to attend church more faithfully. And my response this morning was they were going to start, but perhaps not today. Maybe next week. Good, right? Well, here are these words from Paul's letter to the Galatians. They will help us, I think, in gaining the perspective that we need in order to make effective changes in ourselves and to keep our resolutions in the year that is upon us. First, note that the Apostle Paul talks about the fullness of time. What a way to phrase time, the fullness of time. He writes, "But when the set time has fully come, God sent His Son." You know, the beginning of a new year is a time to ask God to help us. To help us in the fullness of time to resolve to be better stewards of all that God has given us. Not only our faith, but all the opportunities that are before us. Why? Because time goes by so quickly. It does. Author Calvin Miller, he wrote over 40 books. He was a pastor, professor, and a terrific storyteller. He's best known, by the way, for a trilogy called The Singer, S-I-N-G-E-R, The Singer Trilogy. It is a mythic retelling of the New Testament in the spirit of C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien. In that book, he tells retells the New Testament, mostly the Gospels. Later on, he wrote not just The Singer, but he wrote The Song, and it was the story of the book of Acts and the epistles. But Calvin Miller, he tells the story about visiting with an old parishioner in his church when he was but a student pastor. The man was near death, and Miller asked the sick old patriarch of the church. He said it rather bluntly to him. He said, "Do you think you will eventually die, Ralph?" Ralph was 92. And he said to the young student pastor, "Yes." But then he continued, "More importantly, not only do I think I will die, but I think you will die too." And this remark startled that young pastor of 20 years of age. As a matter of fact, the man continued. You couldn't get him to stop. He said, "I'm pretty convinced that everybody who is living is going to die sooner or later." And then he continued, "And what really ultimately matters, I believe, is this. Have we been good stewards in the fullness of time that God has given us?" He continued further. He said, "Young pastor," he said, "do you know what Psalm 90:12 says?" And Calvin Miller shook his head, "No." And the old man recited Psalm 90:12. "Lord," he said, "teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." And then the old man added, he said, "There has not been a New Year's Eve gone by in my life that I have not uttered that psalm. Lord, teach me to number my days that I might apply my heart unto wisdom." And out of that experience, that young pastor, Calvin Miller, over his life of writing over 40 books, he died in 2012, he came up with his one rule of life in four words: time is a gift. Time is a gift. What will you resolve to do differently in this new beginning, this new year? What will you resolve not just to do differently, but what will you resolve to do better? It's a time for a new beginning. The Christians in Galatia, they were reminded that about the passage of time. As Paul wrote, "But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son." It is a new time, you see, to check in with God's plan and not just ours. That's what today is all about. And there is a second thing that Paul reminds us in his words. He reminds us who we are. And that's also an important thing to check in with God and remember on this day. Paul writes, "But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption as his children." Remember tonight, when that clock strikes midnight, you are a child of God, no less, made in God's very image. What greater thought can there be in this fullness of time, this time for new beginnings? You are a child of God. It's been said the problem with so many people in our world today is that they do not know who they really are. I think that's true. We have so much information today at our fingertips, more than any generation has ever had before us. If I don't know something, and there's a lot that I don't know, I can look it up with the phone in a second. And yet often we settle on living just flat, meaningless lives, when instead we could live rich, full lives in Christ Jesus. It's a time for a new beginning on this New Year's Eve. Do you know who you are? Remember to whom you belong on this New Year's Eve. Even through the ups and the downs. Author Steve McVeigh says it another way. He says that we are God's work of art. I love this. This is worth remembering. Ephesians 2:10 says it this way. We are God's workmanship. Another translation says we are God's craftsmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Now Steve McVeigh, he notes the word workmanship here in the Greek language of the Bible. Is behind that workmanship word is the Greek word poema, poema. And yes, that's where we get the English word poem. And so what Ephesians 2:10 is really saying is, God has made you to be a heavenly piece of poetry to this world in which you live. That's an interesting way to put it, isn't it? You are a poem for the lives of others made by God. I want to say to you, as I stand here in this pulpit every Sunday, I am always aware of the tremendous opportunity that awaits me here to say a good word for Jesus Christ and the way in which he can transform all of life and make it not old but new. Any day, any time. And this is especially true on the very last Sunday of 2023. We will never be in this moment again. It will never come again. And so today is a great opportunity tonight for each one of us to embrace God our Father and claim his Son as Lord of our life. And the same is true of so many opportunities that are before us. There's so many opportunities before you each and every day worth considering. And each one may never come again. And so do not take the opportunities that come to you in life lightly. I want to close this morning with this story. It's a popular story. It's about a distinguished college president. His wife had died, and he found some of her papers in her desk. And he found this letter that she had written. It almost is a poem, much of it is. She wrote, "Somewhere along my path today, a lonely soul will be. Dear Father, I pray open my eyes, this lonely soul to see. Somewhere along my path before dusk, a lonely youth will stray. Grant me wisdom and insight, dear Lord, to know the right words to say. Somewhere along my path today, a child's bitter tears will fall. Attune my ears, dear Lord, I pray, to hear the faintest call. Somewhere across my path tonight, two aged feet will trail. Grant me the privilege, dear Lord, I pray, to use my two feet instead. Someone along my path today will need a cheering word, someone a word of comfort, someone to right a wrong. May I be the one so blessed today. May I be the one to see. May I be the one to hear and to go wherever a need may be. Wherever a need may be. Don't take today for granted. Don't take the years that come and go so quickly for granted. Every day is the most important moment in your life because of the opportunities God places before you. And so as we are in worship on this last day of this year, it is good to say goodbye to 2023. It is good to welcome 2024, especially as we are in worship together. For today especially, we are reminded how quickly time passes and how to make good use of our days. And it is also good to be reminded that you are God's poem to others. Today is a time for you to make a new beginning in Christ's name. Let us pray. Oh God, help us to build a life of faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, in the right use of every day. Give us a sense of urgency, we pray. Give us a sense of the movement of time. This past year, O Lord, it seemed to come and go so quickly. What did we accomplish? How have we grown spiritually? Help us, we pray, to take advantage of this new beginning and to grow in your name and to share our faith with others. For today, now, is the most important moment of our lives. In Christ's name, amen.